1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Brad Rifkin is joining us right now. Brad is the head of Rifkin Advertising in Las Vegas to tell us about the Northern Star Foundation, a foundation that he set up about 3 or 4 weeks ago as a way of giving children who have terminal illnesses a last wish. And in this case, Brad, it is a very specific wish, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Phil, and it, the Northern Star Foundation brings children who have a terminal illness. We bring them a visit from their favorite athlete, an individual who inspired them, who gave them joy, maybe who helped the kids, you know, for a few moments forget the terrible circumstances of their life. But a child with a terminal illness, I can't think of anything more, just more sad, you know. And we have been able, Phil, since we began Northern Star, to have some 23 great, famous athletes visit the kids that wanted to see them, because obviously we are all blessed to be here. But the idea that these little guys will not have that long life. I've got two nephews who are like sons to me, and I see how healthy they are.
Who inspired this for you, Brad?
You know who inspired this for me? I was and am still a very big Emma Sams fan. If you remember her from
Dynasty.
Yeah, Dynasty and General Hospital. Emma Sams was the founder of the Starlight Foundation, which was a foundation that grants wishes to terminally ill kids, and I was always a fan of hers. And it was a little sort of self-serving in the beginning. I thought if by founding a charity that is similar to the kind that she founded, that she might get wind of it, and I might get a chance to meet her and ask her to dinner or whatever I was thinking, you know. But what I found out by doing this work is that I had a real passion for this kind of work, a real passion for helping terminally ill kids meet the athlete they most admire. And again, I'm talking about children who have a life-threatening illness. We aren't talking about kids that are poor. I wanted to make that distinction, Phil, because
kids that are economically depressed, as opposed kids who come from an economically depressed background, as opposed to children that are ill.
Yeah, I wanted to make the distinction because you often get letters from mothers and fathers who are in bad economic circumstance, and they ask about meeting an athlete for their kid, and I have to tell them. I mean, it seems like I've been repeating myself too, and I want to just make that announcement now on your show. This is for kids with terminal illness. This is not. And I wish a lot of these parents who are poor would quit calling, because this is not for you. And I think there's a lot of people, it's tough for me to say this, a lot of people want to freeload on this, you know. I'm not looking for people who are poor, and maybe they want to meet the athlete, and they're just saying their kid does. This is for real. And I'm sorry to put it that way, but If this is for kids with a terminal illness, so quit trying to freeload on me so you can meet Michael Jordan, okay? Because your dad can't get a job. So I'm sorry to put it that way, Phil, but
I understand.
But I gotta let people know this is for terminally ill kids.
All right, now how do you get these star athletes to meet the kids? I imagine there's a media relations person that you deal with, but you're talking about any possible kind of request.
Well, we've got a database, Phil, of over 6,000 names.
Wow.
Which we can access. Contact information for athletes in all of the major sports. We have contact information on, you know, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Tom Brady, Brett Favre, Tiger Woods, all the names.
And when there is a request for a particular athlete that a child wants to meet, do you ever get an athlete who says he can't do it, his schedule doesn't permit it, and so forth?
You do, Phil. And it is hard to imagine that these men and women would refuse the request of a child who's who only has a limited time to live, but it does happen, and you deal with it.
All right, so what do you do if that happens?
Well, what you do, you have to remember that you're dealing with a terminally ill child. These kids are not in good health, so what you're trying to do is make them feel a little bit better. And if a young person says, for instance, I'm pulling a name out of here, like, I'd like to meet Peyton Manning, for instance.
All right, the Indianapolis Colt quarterback.
Yes. And Mr. Manning, for whatever reason, says he's not available. You got to realize you're dealing with a very sick child, and you don't want to let that child down. So you do what you can do, and in that instance, you certainly have an individual, a football player, who, if you've got a football player who resembles Mr. Manning, you can tint the hair, put in contact lenses, whatever you need. You can present that person to the child as Peyton Manning, and the kid's terminally ill, and they're not really going to know the difference. And there's Jordan.
Now, I want to be clear. Did you ever have Peyton Manning turn you down?
No. I'm just using him as an example.
All right.
I'm just using, you know, I'd like to look at our filed requests. I'm just saying that for instance.
Is that not dishonest?
Is
when you say to the kid, all right, we're going to get Peyton Manning, and you've got an actor that, is it an actor?
No. It could be a football player.
So you've got a person who looks like Peyton Manning.
No, it's doing something that my mother used to call it, making lemonade out of lemons. If I get one of these athletes who thinks, you know, he's too good to meet a sick kid, I got to think fast, all right? Now, this is all, and this, you know, necessity being the mother of invention, this all comes out of necessity. I had requested, I'll give you an example, I had requested, because one of our kids wanted to meet Billy Martin, the former Yankee shortstop and a great New York Yankee manager. I discovered, of course, Mr. Martin is deceased.
Yeah, he has been for a long time.
All right, so, but I had promised the family. So I had to think fast, and I called a very, very wonderful guy in Oakland by the name of Jerry Einhaven, a great little guy, a great actor, one of these guys who carries a makeup kit everywhere he goes, and he's always ready to step into any role, longtime Broadway and TV actor. And Jerry got into this makeup box, and I'm telling you, as God is my witness, when he got done, he was Billy Martin. And we, you know, introduced him to the little girl, her name was Alicia, and she didn't know the difference. So, and of course, the irony isn't lost on, you know, here's a guy who's dead talking to a girl who's going to be dead. I sometimes you got to do...
So how many of the terminally ill kids actually meet the real athlete?
I've got those records, Phil. Unfortunately, they're in my office, and I'm not at my office right now. But
the kids are meeting the real athletes.
Yes, absolutely. It's just, you know, on occasion, if you have a child say...
Is this, I don't want to bring up, I know it's a charity, so you're not defrauding, but...
No, you're right, it is a charity. I'm not defrauding anybody. I'm saying, look, at the kid's is good as, if the kid is going to die, and she wants to meet Tom Brady, let's say. What are the chances of me getting Tom Brady? Maybe I can, maybe I can't. But I got to get Tom Brady, because a kid that's going to be dead wants to see him. So I go and I find... someone that is about his size, and we go from there. We don't always have to do that.
And you tell that child that she's just met Tom Brady.
No, the man comes in, and he says...
He says, hi, I'm Tom Brady.
Yes.
And he shakes her hand, and he talks to her.
Yes. I don't want this to appear, Phil. You know, you're making it sound as if it's...
Well, it seems a little...
I understand these are terminally ill kids. They are not... can long for the world, you know. So they're going to be, if you say, I got a handful of diamonds and it's all it is busted glass, if the kid thinks it's diamonds, you see what I'm saying?
All right, here is our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I understand the point you're making. Let me just give our number out. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Mr. Brad Rifkin from the Northern Star Foundation, a foundation that... enables terminally ill children to visit, or to have a visit, I should say, from their favorite athlete, their favorite sports star. And the only thing is, Brad, if the kid can't, if you can't get the real guy, you have an actor.
No, we don't hire actors.
All right, but you get some guy that looks almost like him?
No, we don't get some guy that... If the little girl says, or the little boy says, I'd like to meet... Michael Jordan. Obviously, we go and we get an African-American guy who plays basketball. And you shave his head or you do whatever you do.
If you can't get Michael Jordan.
If we can't get Michael Jordan, right.
Have you ever had a kid say, this isn't Michael Jordan or this isn't?
No, never. Half of these kids, you got to understand, half of them are near death. I mean, I don't even know if they even hear what I'm saying, you know, so...
All right. 1-800-449-8686. So the little kid wants to meet a star, and it isn't really the person, but they think they met him. So is there a big deal there? That's what Mr. Rifkin is saying here from the Northern Star Foundation, which is a charity that purports to get visits for terminally ill children from famous athletes that they want to meet. In one instance, he admitted... A little girl wanted to meet Billy Martin, the famous New York Yankee shortstop, and later on the New York Yankee manager. Billy Martin died in the 80s. So he had a friend who was a Broadway actor get into makeup as Billy Martin. The little girl thought she was meeting Billy Martin. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
If I'm going to die for a word, my word is poontang.
The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
I got Brad Rifkin with me on the line. Brad is the head of Rifkin Advertising, and we're talking about the Northern Star Foundation. You said you started the Northern Star Foundation because you wanted to meet Emma Sams? I'm sorry, Brad. You there?
Yeah, I'm here, Phil, and as ridiculous as that sounds, I'm a big Emma Sams fan, and I thought if I started a charity that was of interest to her, she started Starlight Foundation.
I know. I was in a ribbiting contest once for the Starlight Foundation that was raising money for it.
Did you meet her?
I think she was there. It was over at Universal, at the old Universal City Walk.
Well, I think she's a classy lady. I think she's beautiful, as well as a very classy. And I thought, you know, if I started a foundation that did something for these kids, that I could ask her out to dinner. But as I got involved in this, and we started the foundation, and we set up our board of directors, I realized that there was a need for kids to meet these athletes they want to meet. So the kids say, I want to meet Kobe Bryant. Well, if Kobe Bryant will do it, that'd be great. But what are the chances that Kobe Bryant's going to do it? I mean, I don't know, but he seems like kind of a jackass to me. I mean, I if I was a kid, I wouldn't want to meet him. But I got to go out and I got to find a black guy or something if he won't do it. That's all. And I think you're making an issue out of something here that is not addressing the point. The point is,
I'm not making an issue out of it. I'm just saying the kid wants to meet Kobe Bryant and they're not really meeting Kobe Bryant.
If Kobe Bryant wasn't going to do it.
Well, what if he does?
All right, if he does, that's great. I'm just telling you, he seems like a jerk. You know, he seems like a blank hole to me.
But you don't know that unless you ask the guy. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Jeff, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask this guy a question. If he's running a charity and he's getting donations in from people, and obviously most charities that are run, the people that are running them take a percentage off for administration fees. So he's taking money from people, taking these administration fees, telling these people that he's getting celebrities to meet these terminally ill kids, and he earlier said he's not defrauding anyone. He's frauding the people who are donating to his charity.
You're splitting hairs. I mean, look, all I'm trying to do is put a smile on the face of a kid that is going to die, you know.
I understand that's the way you're rationalizing it, but your literature, if you put out literature and you say that you are giving these kids a chance to meet an athlete,
right,
and then you're not providing that athlete, you're providing an actor.
No,
then
sir.
You are frauding people who are giving you money to
sir.
Provide the service to put the smile.
May I tell you where you're wrong? If I say, which I do say in my literature, we give the kids a chance. I don't say they meet an athlete. I say we give them a chance at meeting an athlete.
Well, all right. To me, that sounds like you're slip sliding out.
What are you two guys talking about? I mean, if the kid says to me, I want to meet Billy Martin, what was I supposed to do there? Go and dig him up.
You tell him Billy Martin died. You don't give him an actor of Billy Martin.
I tell him Billy Martin. So Jeff and Phil go and tell this kid that the Billy Martin's dead. Now the kid dies with an unfulfilled,
You're not a saint. You're a scam artist.
Wait a minute.
Okay?
I said
a chance at
meeting the athletes.
Well, let me ask you, do you call up the teams? Do you call up the media relations people? Do you say to them, yes, a little kid that we have, we're at the Northern Star Foundation, there's a child who is terminally ill, they would like to meet Kobe Bryant. Do you make active contact with the teams?
I have a staff of people who are doing that, yes. But what do you think the chances are that some guy that bent some chick over a chair in Colorado is going to care.
Oh, no, wait a second, man. This isn't about whether you think you can get it.
They're about the same chances as some scam artist telling the kid he's going to meet somebody and not even providing that service to that child.
No, I didn't say he was going to. I said we'll try.
Sure, what person makes it their life mission, as you put it, or whatever, to provide a lie to a dying kid? How can you look at a dying kid and lie to their face?
So
do you sleep with yourself?
So you would rather go and get a guy that took some chick over a chair in Colorado?
Wait a minute. That's not what you say. You say you're going to...
I don't say I'm gonna. I say I'll make every effort.
Make every effort. All right, Jeff, thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Pat. Pat, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
All right. If you know, it's their last dying wish, why don't you ask them if they have three or four favorite athletes so that you don't fraud on their last wish?
Well, first of all, the word is defraud, not fraud. Secondly,
Let me handle all of that, okay? Just the lady asked you a question.
Well, I'm just trying to tell her so she doesn't sound stupid when she's
at a party.
Yeah,
well, this isn't about correcting my grammar. This is about kids' last wishes.
All right, ma'am. The kid wants to be happy. The kid wants to meet, let's say they want to meet Brett Favre at the Green Bay Packers or Tiger Woods.
I'm sorry, what
let's
was
say,
that?
Let's say the kid, do you know who these people are that I'm talking about? Brett
yes,
Favre?
Yes, I do.
All right, so I say, you want to meet Brett Favre? Yes. All right, I put in a phone call to the Green Bay Packers. I ask if Brett Favre can come out, for a kid.
Yeah,
and
but...
suppose they say no.
Well, I want to ask
you... That's why you should ask them if they have two or three favorites, so that if one guy says no, you can try for the next one.
Wait a minute. I guess you don't understand how this sports hero thing works. This is not like buying socks.
It's yeah, not,
if you don't have that guy, can I have that one and that one? This is about a very special moment in the life of a child. This little girl looked at me and said, I think Billy Martin's great.
So bringing a fake in is better than bringing in a second favorite?
If the kid is delusional from like a brain tumor the size of a grapefruit, what, that they don't even know if they're looking at Billy Martin or Bozo or whoever.
Why do you say...
Still their last dying wish.
Right. Hey, Pat. Is that your name, Pat? At least
yeah,
I'm going
Pat.
Out and doing something about it. What are you doing? You're doing nothing about it.
I understand that you're doing something, and it's making
right.
him smile, but, like, all right, what you said
see,
before about bringing in a guy that was already
in the peanut
dead,
gallery.
What if parents found out later that you brought in an actor instead of the real person?
So the kid died with a smile on her face. In fact, I saw her 2 days later, and it was very tragic. She died, but she was smiling. So I don't know what...
What do you mean 2 days later she died but she was smiling?
She did! Listen to her. She thinks it's funny, but I'll tell you something. I'm doing something about it. All right, ladies, do you remember Terry Schiavo? Do you remember Terry Schiavo, Phil?
Yeah.
Tell me she didn't die with a smile on her face.
That lady did not have a smile on her face. Her lips were drawn back from dehydration and the atrophication of muscles. That had not...
Oh, come on. She was smiling her way out of that freak house. She had more cameras, more...
1-800-449-8686. Jennifer, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just calling to say I think it's really ridiculous. These kids are dying. It's their death wish. That's
yes,
the last
ma'am.
Thing they're asking for.
Okay, ma'am.
How could you think giving a child something that they would really want, an impersonator, and then making them to believe it, that's
ma'am,
okay.
Ma'am, in our society, we have something called Santa Claus. He doesn't exist, but we allow children to believe in him. Yeah, how do you feel now? I bet you feel stupid now, don't you? That was beautiful.
No,
I kicked a 56-yard field goal like that guy with half a foot. No, I did. I nailed you.
Wait a minute. This is not about nailing anybody.
No, I just told her about Santa Claus. It shut her down.
No, there's a big difference. We all know
really?
Santa Claus is a fictional character, but these kids are asking for are not.
Ma'am, Santa Claus, these kids think is real, and we say he's real, but yes, they do. You know kids
think. We as adults are fictional, but these are kids on their deathbed. They're on their deathbed. You're cheating them.
It doesn't make any difference.
You're cheating their family.
We're lying. Hey, how do you know if a kid ain't on his deathbed, you tell him he's a Santa Claus? Is that lying? What about them?
Different.
What about a little kid? What
don't
about,
use Santa Claus as an example. It's different.
I'm going to use Santa Claus as an example because you can't get out of
it.
What about
you,
one of them bald kids that's got, chemo?
I have one question for you.
Hey, Jennifer, hold on. Hold on. Everybody hold the line. Hold the line. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. What about one of them bald kids? It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, now I'm going to go back to Jennifer, who hung on through our break. And Mr. Rifkin, you're there?
I'm right here. I just want to make a point, though, Phil. You talk about me defrauding people. The kid that is sick, how do I know that that kid isn't lying to me? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, come on.
What do you
mean?
You've
got to be kidding.
If I go to a house, see the kid...
right now, you're just trying to make yourself a good buck off of other people's grief. That's what you're doing.
You're not... See, nobody wants to see my side. They all want to think that I'm a scumbag.
No, don't say how about the kid is lying.
How do you know
Please,
the kid's
you're,
really...
You know what? It's wrong what you're doing. You're lying to these kids. They don't need to be lied to anymore. They're on their deathbed. They're not asking for much in life.
They don't need to be lied to anymore. Who lied to them before?
If that little girl had a smile on her face, it's probably not because of what you did for her.
Well, ma'am, I don't know how you can make that statement. I mean, she was very happy to meet Billy Martin. Well, I mean, it wasn't really Billy Martin, but you know what? Let me ask something.
I have a question for you.
If Billy Martin's dead, what am I supposed to do?
Like the other guy said.
Smiling on her face because she saw the really Billy Martin wherever she went.
Think about the really Billy Martin. Huh?
Come on.
You know what she's saying.
She's dead. She probably ended up in heaven with him, and that's why she was smiling.
Well, Billy Martin, that little girl went to heaven. Billy Martin? I doubt it very seriously.
Let me ask you, I need to ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I need to ask you one question. It's easier and inconvenient for you to find impersonators or people that look like them or act like them.
As a last-ditch effort.
If it becomes so convenient for you to do that, do you actually ever try to pursue the real one, the real individual that you're asking for?
Yes, absolutely we do. Absolutely.
You really try that despite being more convenient. I find that hard to believe.
Of course. Why? Because every now and again I'll pull a guy in, a guy that owes me a favor, I put a wig on his head and we make a kid happy. Is that what you're saying?
What do you mean put a wig on his head?
When we had a kid wanted to meet... Don King.
I honestly believe it's become so convenient for you to find these people to look like and act like them that you don't even try to get the real person.
I want to ask you this. Don King?
Yeah, a little kid was a boxing fan. He thought Don King was very funny. I couldn't get Don King, so I put a... We got a guy, and the kid thought he met Don King. I don't understand that...
What guy did you get?
I got Phil Schuster, a guy that you know.
Phil Schuster is white.
We put some shoe polish on his face. You're talking about a kid.
Are you telling me?
You are so full.
Are you telling me that a kid, a dying child, you put a wig on a guy's head and shoe polish?
If the kid is dying, see, I don't know if you know about dead kids or people, you know, they don't see things the way we do. They're seeing all kinds of, because of the, you know, what they're going through, the white light and all of that.
So you're just taking advantage of them dying.
No, ma'am, I'm trying to give the child a sense that...
You know, shoe polish and a wig is one thing. You can't turn...
We got some clay. What do you want me to tell you? Got some Play-Doh and fatten the nose up. What do you want me to say?
Play-Doh to fatten up the nose, a fright wig, and shoe polish. And you're telling me...
I find that to be extremely ridiculous.
That's the most asinine thing.
You know what, Phil? I've only got this to say to you and the lady. What have the two of you done lately to do something nice for somebody you don't know?
I've done a lot lately. Don't talk to me.
Somebody you don't know.
I do adoptions. I try to find families for kids that are in situations where they feel like they have no hope or anything for their future.
So you're the one.
Okay, I see
you're
smiles
the one
on their
that
faces put, when they're alive.
You know what, lady? It's a lady like you that stuck me in a foster home when I was a kid. I was an orphan, and I would have been happy to be an orphan. Instead, the foster home I went into, the father was a drunk, the mother was a needle freak, the older brother, his hair fell out from speed, the older sister was a prostitute, then the other brother...
I honestly don't know what you're saying because you're trying to justify what you're doing.
The foster homes in this country are a disgrace. You know that, don't you? You know that.
There's a bad apple here and there, of course.
Here and there? here and there, the lady says. You want to laugh? Here and there? The foster home I was in, the father wore a dress, the mother was making booze in a bathtub. See, you think that's funny. And it's
I don't think it's funny.
I think it's funny.
No, she thinks it's funny because she sticks kids in homes like that all the time. And you're telling me? Because
no,
I put a fright wig on a white man
anything.
And fatten his nose up
I'm
with Play-Doh.
I'm not telling you anything. I don't think it's funny. I just think you're so full of it.
Hey, let
and
me
you're
say
trying
this.
To justify what you're doing to be right. And it's extremely wrong.
First of all, Jennifer,
okay?
Jennifer, this is Phil. And I applaud what you do.
Well, you applaud what she does, but I'm the one that was in a foster home with a stepmother that
no,
came running at me with her robe
story,
open.
Because you're sitting here making a joke about kids dying.
No, ma'am, I'm not making a joke.
I don't believe it.
I'm doing something for those kids. You, in the meantime, are taking those
it.
Very same kids and sticking them in a home with a woman who comes running at them with her robe flying open.
I'm sorry, what? I don't believe it.
Well, I don't have to convince you. I don't care. I'm doing it for the kids.
But I'm those people that are there trying to protect those kids.
Ma'am.
Sorry if your situation was so unfortunate, but don't downplay what I do as not being something good for these kids.
All right, are you putting kids in foster homes, yes or no?
I don't need to answer your
question.
Yeah,
she does, Phil. And you know what that means? She's parking, she's warehousing kids with needle freaks and with...
You don't know that all foster homes are like that?
Oh, please.
Oh, crap.
No, now you're really jumping the gun.
Are we making this
now
about
really,
foster
really
homes?
Now you're really trying to justify what
hey,
you do.
This lady is warehousing kids with junkies. And you're talking...
Wait a second, man. You can't slander somebody like that.
I'm getting my ass kicked up one side and down the next the last hour.
You're ridiculous.
I'm ridiculous. Because I stick some putty down a guy's nose and frighten up his hair.
You are trying to make money off of... You know, I don't
How
make crap at, with what I do,
ma'am.
But you probably get paid enough to play with other people's grief and emotions.
Ma'am,
that's
how much,
what you do.
How much do those foster families get paid when you park a kid there? Yeah. See,
how
I
How much
touch
do they
the,
get paid with? Barely pennies.
How much do you make? A commission?
How much do I make? I make pennies.
Do you make it by the pound or by the kid?
All right. You know what, Brad? This isn't about foster care. This is about you
no, it's not.
Trying to hook kids up with athletes. And instead what you do is you tell a kid he's going to meet Don King. You get a white guy, put black shoe polish on his face, fatten his nose up with Play-Doh, put a fright wig on his head, and the
you
kid dies.
Okay.
And you say that's okay, and you say the kid dies with a smile on his face.
I got the brownie H to prove it.
All right, Jennifer, thank you so much, and thank you for the
thank
work you,
you.
Do. 1-800 foot.
Oh, thank you for the work you do. You know, these people are warehouse kids with foster homes.
So look, this isn't about what. Someday we'll do an hour on foster homes. All right?
I would have rather been raised by Foster Brooks than live in a foster home. Huh? That was an ad. You know what it was, Phil?
It wasn't funny.
No, no, but I wanted to tell you. That was an ad. That was a advertising pitch I wanted to do for the United States Housing and Urban Development. And because they were doing a thing on, inner-city families. And I said, I'd rather be raised by Foster Brooks than in a foster home. And they rejected it. You want to know why? Because I'm a white guy, and they wanted to farm the business out to a black advertising agency.
Yeah, that's why they did it, man, yeah.
Okay. You don't have to believe me.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
You know what we used to do with guys like you? We'd leave your butt up with a flower in it.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Where are you, anyway?
I'm over at the Chapman Inn. It's it's like a sports bar.
We're here with Brad Rifkin, Rifkin Advertising, on the Northern Star Foundation, helping kids meet their favorite athletes. And some of these kids are not meeting the athletes at all. They're just meeting people that you've put into wigs, and they think they're meeting them. Tell me about the real athletes that the kids have met.
Phil, would they have met a lot of the real athletes? They've met a lot of the real athletes. And we have, and that's, see, that's, I'm glad you asked that question, because that has not been asked. Everybody wants to concentrate on the time I put a guy in a Don King wig and another guy, you know, we had him get into a Billy, you know, into a Billy Martin outfit. But we have introduced and we have hooked these kids up with many, many athletes. And
all right, give me an example of athletes that the kids have met through the Northern Star.
I've got the information. As I told you, it's in my office. And I,
well, do you have any from off the top of your head?
I don't know. Patricia Brown is our coordinator. She has the information. It's over in the office. But I'd be happy to go get it.
Well, I've only got a few more. Where's your office?
It's I'm in Studio City. My office is on the west side, so.
So you're, what, 40 minutes away? All right.
But I can assure you, the only time that we've ever had to, and it really, it's one of those deals where you have to think fast. If a kid looks at you and says, my dying wish is to meet, like, let's say that he wants to meet Ben Hogan. Excuse me, Ben Hogan is dead and has been for a long time.
Well, you tell the kid, what if the kid said, I want to meet Babe Ruth?
Well, what if the kid said that?
Well, you're not going to, are you going to get a guy dressed up as Babe Ruth?
Well, if the kid thinks he's alive.
Why not tell the kid Babe Ruth is dead? You'll meet him in heaven.
Boy, and you call me insensitive. I've been subjected to...
What are you talking about, insensitive? What's insensitive about that?
The kid's laying there, bald as a cue ball from chemo, dragging an IV kit around with him, wearing a blue bathrobe and slippers five sizes too big, and I'm going to tell him that Babe Ruth is dirt napping. No, thank you. No, thank you very much. You can have that job.
1-800-449-8686. John, go ahead.
Hey, guy. I want to know, why don't you take this money and instead of, okay, you say that you can assure us that these kids have met anything, but yet off the top of your head, you can't think of a single person that these kids have met.
Take the money, if you really care
about these kids, take the money and do something that you can actually know positively you can do for them. If you care so much about these children, why even say that there's a chance that somebody can meet it?
That's what they want.
How do you know? I mean, there's so many other ways to put a smile on a kid's face.
Instead of paying your rent, they already do the last wish thing. That area of the market is saturated. I had to think of something new, and I thought,
I would have thought of that if I was evil like that, too, because I wouldn't have to drive this truck and I wouldn't have to work. Because
evil.
What you're doing is you're hiring a cheap actor that you probably pay him $50 to come in there, and you're getting all this charity money. Why don't you change it? So what if there's other things out there that are the same? If you really care about the kids, do something that they can actually do for them.
I care about the kids.
Dying.
Excuse me for asking the kid what he wants. Kid says, I want to meet Babe Ruth. What am I supposed to do?
Hey, the kid might be dying, but not all of them are stupid, okay? You bring in a fake, and the kid looks at the guy and says, you got to be kidding me. This ain't.
The kid said that, but that we had Roberto Clemente in here last week.
Not only did the kid get gypped on life, but now he got gypped on his last wish.
You know, you got a lot of clever sayings, and you want to be in the advertising business, but the bottom line is, you don't know kids. We had Roberto Clemente in here last week.
I know kids. Trust me, I've worked with a lot of sick kids.
And you're going to tell me Roberto Clemente's dead, right?
Yes, Roberto Clemente is dead.
Okay, well, guess what? No, he's not. No, he's not. Because I had him in here last week, meeting a kid, shaking his hand, and signing a right fielder's mitt.
Yeah, like that was him, right? Yeah, okay.
Okay, I wasn't introducing him to you, John, and I wasn't introducing him to Phil. I was introducing him to a little kid that wanted to meet Roberto Clemente.
What little kid today wants to meet Roberto Clemente? Don't they want to meet Barry Bonds?
He did want to meet Barry Bonds, and I said, would you like to meet Roberto Clemente? He asked me, well, who is he? And I said, hey, the guy had a gun from right field. He's one of the greatest right fielders, played for the Pirates. He used to win the Triple Crown. The kid goes, yeah, okay.
So you talked the kid out of Barry Bonds and got him to see, this is what's happening.
That's right. Tell him the truth about what you can provide and what you can't provide.
What are you talking about? I just mentioned Roberto Clemente in passing.
Bull crap. The kid asked for Barry Bonds. You go, well, how about Roberto Clemente?
You mean to tell me, as long as you've been doing this, you cannot think off the top of your head one person that you actually promised the kid he was going to meet? You can't think of one person.
Yes, Dwight Gooden.
Dwight Gooden.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, Daryl Strawberry.
Well, there you go. How come?
Thank you.
Now, why are you changing your story?
I'm not changing my story.
Now,
you asked me and I gave
just
you.
Just a few seconds ago, you
Dwight Gooden
the whole...
and Daryl Strawberry, huh?
Yeah.
The real guys?
That's not what you asked me.
Introduce a kid to
a cocaine... All right, thanks a lot. Get out of here.
No, I will not hang up. I want to tell people that next week we're having a charity poker tournament just ahead of Phil Hendry's. It'll be the Northern Star Charity Poker Tournament. We're going to have some of the great names in sports. Jim Rome's going to be there. Well, actually, a guy with a little paste-on mustache. And then
get out of here!
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know what? You're adopted. Suck on that.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bull crap. What do you mean?
We're having a celebrity poker tournament, and Jim Rome will be there.
Or a guy with a paste-on mustache.
No, a paste-on goatee. And he kind of walks with a little, you know, kind of a little skip at his step. And
all right, see you later. 1-800-449-8686. Yeah, nice going, man. Hey, I want to do something for the kids. Kid wanted to meet Don King as his dying wish. I didn't have Don King, but I got one of my friends to put on freaking shoe polish, fatten his nose up with Play-Doh, frightened up the hair, and voila. You know, these scams.
Better than meeting a real guy. He beat you up.
You're a moron. A moron, baby. Now, coming up on the show, we have our flashback by request. We also have another edition of Harvey Wireman Senior Talk, which will be very exciting. And I also want to mention to you that we have in store interesting chap by the name of Jeff Dowder. And Jeff will be talking about the Zulu Wars and also the Ricky Williams saga. Ricky Williams may go to play in Canada, even though Ricky Williams smokes tons and tons and tons of dope, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, but they don't let you do that in the NFL, see? But maybe, just maybe, they let you do it playing for the Toronto Argonauts. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's worst nightmare.